This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Democratic National Convention officially welcomed the first Black woman and Asian American woman to a major party presidential ticket. Senator Kamala Harris, the daughter of immigrants, accepted the nomination for vice president. Her running mate, Joe Biden, will accept his nomination for president Thursday. The third night of the DNC also brought striking criticism of President Donald Trump. Former President Barack Obama delivered a strong rebuke of President Trump's time in the White House, saying he hoped the current president would have taken the job seriously and discover some reverence for the democracy that has been placed in his care. Then added, Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't. Former presidents typically withhold criticisms of sitting presidents. President Trump responded to President Obama's criticisms earlier Wednesday, saying his successor was ineffective and put the democracy in danger. He also said the reason he is in office is because of President Obama and Joe Biden. President Trump has been making campaign stops and holding news conferences during Biden's week in the political spotlight. On Thursday, he is visiting near Biden's boyhood home in the U.S. city of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Republicans are staging their virtual national convention, which will nominate President Trump to his party's ticket next week. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa condemned the unconstitutional change of government in Mali. President Ramaphosa spoke on behalf of the African Union, which he chairs. In a statement Wednesday, the president called for the mutinous soldiers in Mali to release President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and Prime Minister Boubou Cisse, who were arrested in the coup earlier this week. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized and in a coma after a suspected poisoning, according to his spokeswoman. Navalny's spokeswoman posted on social media that he became ill and collapsed as he was flying Thursday from the Siberian city of Tomsk to Moscow. The plane made an emergency landing and Navalny was rushed to the hospital where he was placed on a ventilator. Russia's TASS news agency says Navalny is in serious condition, quoting the head doctor at the hospital. His spokeswoman said they assume something was mixed with his tea. Navalny is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, who has been arrested and jailed numerous times for organizing anti-government protests. Russia's mass testing of a potential COVID-19 vaccine will involve more than 40,000 people, according to the TASS news agency Thursday, TASS citing the vaccine's developer. The vaccine has been called safe and effective by Russian authorities and scientists following 2 months of small-scale human trials. The results have not been made public. The number of Americans filing for unemployment unexpectedly rose last week. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday 1.1 million people filed for state unemployment benefits from 971,000 people the week prior. The previous week's level was the first time since March that new claims had been below the 1 million mark. The new numbers are a setback for a struggling U.S. job market that has been crippled by the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump is hosting Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi for talks Thursday. The White House says they will focus on Iraq's stability and security and boosting the nation's economy. The United States has about 5,000 troops in Iraq tasked with counterterrorism operations and training Iraq's security forces. A senior administration official said there are no hard and fast timelines for further reducing the U.S. military presence, but that the issue will be part of the discussion as they will evaluate what Iraqi security requirements are and what the U.S. believes it can do. The United States will demand Thursday that all United Nations sanctions be reimposed against Iran. President Trump made the announcement Wednesday, a move that follows America's failure to extend an arms embargo against Tehran. The administration's insistence on snapping back international sanctions against Iran sets the stage for a contentious dispute. It's possible that the U.S. call will be ignored by other U.N. members, an outcome that could call into question the U.N. Security Council's ability to enforce its own legally binding decisions. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.